We need to talk.
It all makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website out of Wellington joins us. Graham, good morning.
Good morning.
It's quite a schedule for the old Jaguars, is it not?
Yeah, I guess this was always going to happen, wasn't it? It's interesting that they have to travel to Tokyo and the South African sides only need to go to Singapore to play the Sunwolves. I think someone needs to explain that one.
Andrew Saville's on board with us, and he's actually on his way to training at the moment. The Jaguars train this morning, the Blues train. This is at North Harbour. Perhaps you can explain in that travel schedule, Andrew. Why is that?
Which travel schedule is this?
Well, it's not yours, no, coming from the North Shore and back again to the North Shore, which I must admit...
Don't start me on bloody travel schedules this morning. Some numpty got a flat tire on top of the Harbour Bridge. That clogged up the whole Northern Motorway.
Oh, you're joking. Well, what about yesterday?
About the fourth day in a row.
That's right.
Oh, maybe someone was looking at a bird up a tree yesterday, and I don't know.
What is it about Auckland? One stupid car can do one dumb thing, and the whole place just shuts it, grinds to a halt.
And is it just me, but as you drive past that car with a flat tire or they ran out of gas, you do feel like winding the window down and saying a little something?
Oh, I do, but you don't feel like it. Do it. Do it. Give it to them. What kind of a moron are you? Graham, do you have these kind of problems in Wellington with traffic?
No, not at all. No. Oh, I mean, you know, we have the odd sort of traffic jam and rush hour traffic, but it sort of lasts for about 20 minutes, really.
Yeah, but it's cold, shitty and windy all the time. Why would anyone live there? Anyway, let's move on, Andrew.
It does mean I get to listen to you longer in the car.
Well, how frustrating is that? I mean, did you yell at the guys? You're going, your stupid flat tire means I'm listening to those goons on the radio.
It's not getting better, is it?
No. Tell us.
So I get to work in a real good mood.
Tell us about training then. So the Jaguars train this morning, Blues training. So resting 10 players. I mean, what can we read into that from the Jaguars?
Well, I think maybe they don't see the Blues as much chop, or they're saving all their big guns for, I think, is it the Crusaders next week they play?
Yeah, that's right.
The Hurricanes
next week, then the Crusaders.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe they're saving them for those two teams. It is odd. You'd think their first game in New Zealand as the Jaguars, they'd want a full strength team to make a bit of a statement. So the Blues will be happy about this, I'd say.
Does it reflect how strong our conference is, Graham?
Yeah, I actually would have thought the Blues would have been the game for them to target. Really, but you know, typical Hurricanes luck to get their top team. There you go. But, yeah, I mean, I think sides come here, apart from the Brumbies, sides come here, kind of targeting one game, and that's about it, really.
Next issue then.
We need to talk.
Andrew, sacrilege it may be. Andrew Saville with us from One Sport. And Graham Beasley, as we're talking issues. Do we need to actually lose a game this year? I'm talking about on a national level, because I actually think we've gone past post-coital. We've had the toasted sandwich now. We just want to watch some TV, don't we? I mean, we need some angst in New Zealand rugby, do we not?
Yeah, well, Martin, I think the games... I don't think the crowds have been that hot, that good. I think the TV ratings, from what I've seen, have been pretty good. But, yeah, there just seems to be... I don't know whether it's the early season treading of water. There's been some good games. I think, you know, the Chiefs love watching guys like Damien McKenzie and Charlie Nartey. The Highlanders have been going well. I think maybe people are waiting for the intrigue of June in the three-test series against Wales when there will be a new look All Black team put out on the field. Maybe we're all waiting for that.
Yeah, good call, actually. I didn't actually think about that. But, Graham, it's just, I kind of feel that New Zealand rugby needs the rock under the beach towel, don't we?
Yeah, well, you've got to remember we didn't actually win the rugby championship last year, but we sort
didn't
of
we?
Lost over there. No, I'm pretty sure Australia did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Didn't we lose over there? Yeah, it just shows how they all merge into one of it.
Bloody hell, no, we only did, it was a truncated version of, okay, that surprises me, that's complete. Didn't we win it last year?
No, the Blacks didn't, no.
Okay,
no.
Well, who did we play last year in the June tests?
Didn't have them last year. Because of the
didn't happen because of the World Cup.
Yep. All right, that's a good point. Yeah. I was trying to remember last night and thinking it must have been Ireland, but is that the year before?
It was the year before. No, in June of last year, the Hurricanes were on a roll, remember?
Oh, God, don't start that again. Okay.
12 points ahead of everyone else.
It's not a criticism of the sport. It's just that we get so much rugby, and I know we wind into the Super Comp, Andrew, isn't it?
Maybe the lack of a McCaws and Carters, not that some of those veteran All Blacks played much Super Rugby in the last few years, but maybe the star names missing have also quelled people's fervour a bit. And maybe, given the way the All Blacks have played so well the last couple of years, it's all about the All Blacks now. It's a tough one.
Yeah, good point again. And Graham, that's where I've kind of leaned towards the sevens, because the sevens and the gold medal quest is the uncertainty. And I just wonder whether or not we just need a little bit of that to fire us up.
Yeah, and I certainly think the sevens are an uncertainty. I think a couple of years ago people would have expected a gold. They wouldn't have thought it was guaranteed, but they would have been hoping for gold. But gee, you know, you've got to worry now, don't you?
No, mate, I tell you what, and you know, when they come out and the Hurricanes give up a player, what does that mean, Andrew? Does that mean New Zealand rugby is actually can be, you know, there is some cut being, some slack being cut here to Gordon Titchens or not?
Interesting, isn't it, that Peter Arkey, who hasn't really been used at all by the Hurricanes this season, very good midfielder, from up this way, he's been released to play in the Sevens. Did you hear or see Sir Gordon Titchen's comments and Liam Messam's comments the other day from the Sevens camp? I just got the feeling they're still a little bit hacked off that not more All Blacks put their hand up or were made available. It's an intriguing situation. And I know Rico Ioane from this Blues team wasn't playing Super Rugby at all, not even on the bench, and then he was selected on the wing. I don't know if that was because the Sevens team were all of a sudden saying to somebody up high, look, he's not even playing Super Rugby, can we have him? I don't know. But there's some interesting twos and fros going on, isn't there?
We have issues.
We need to talk.
Andrew, it's just come through from Anne-Marie. Now, you know Anne-Marie. You worked with Anne-Marie for years. Anne-Marie's beautiful, right, Anne-Marie? This is the email
that just came through.
Hello, come visit me if you fancy a chocolate ganache or a lemon curd-filled tartlet. Sorry, guys. Amongst yourselves for 5 minutes. I'm off to get a chocolate ganache or a lemon curd-filled tartlet. What's your choice, Grape?
The lemon tartlet.
Sav, you're a ganache. You're a ganache person.
Oh, I'd be ganache. I've actually heard someone in the past refer to you as a lemon curd tartlet.
Next topic then.
We need to talk.
Graham, the stupid dumb T20, who cares?
Oh, we never cared about that, do we?
Yeah, I do.
It's a tricky one, because if you'd taken this at the start of the tournament, you'd have said, well, that's pretty good. You know, to win all the games in that tough group, etc., to beat India, to beat Australia, and to lose a semi, that's kind of what New Zealand teams do. You'd have taken it, but yeah, it's still disappointing, isn't it? But, you know, we were outplayed by a side that had played at that ground twice in a row before.
I don't want to make excuses, Andrew, but, you know, playing on the same pitch, same ground, did it give them an advantage that perhaps we didn't consider before that game?
Yeah, well, I suppose it did, but this England team has been playing very well. They're in form. They've retained pretty much the same team throughout. Their pace attack, who we don't know much about, has sort of come from nowhere and is bowling very, very well. So I just think England team a better team, and that's T20 cricket, Martin. You win some, you lose some.
As soon as you said that, just makes me bloody think about the average Australian bowling attack that turd here and skunked us, Graham. I mean, I don't want to sound angry and bitter about it, but I am.
We're still getting over that, aren't we?
Oh, I'm not going to get over it. Five tests, we couldn't bowl them out, you know? Come on, fellas. I tell you what, not enough heat has been put on our two strike bowlers, Southie and Bolt, I don't believe.
Should they have been used today?
How could you use them when they haven't been playing? I mean, how much network have they been doing over there?
Yeah, I'd imagine they'd be doing quite a bit, but, you know, that's not the same as bowling in games, is it?
Not at all.
You say there hasn't been much heat put on them, Marty, but they haven't played since. They've been dropped for all these games.
Yeah, and where do they go, and how do they get back in now? Because their form has been pretty poor.
IPL.
One chocolate tart and you bought one bloody thing back, you useless little sod. You don't send a boy out there to bring the tarts back. God's sake, Hayden.
I went lemon.
You went lemon? I want lemon and chocolate. Is that all they are? That's all the size of them they are.
Yeah.
You bought one back.
Because other people wanted them.
I don't give a stuff who wants them, mate. I do. Can I please have that chocolate one with the little strawberry raspberry thing on the top? Yes, thank you.
Is this the daily menu at the global juggernaut you work for now?
Yeah, I tell you what, food actually arrives on a reasonably regular basis, and I must say
we need to talk.
It does get chopped up. Caitlin, all right, off the women's tees. You happy with that, Andrew?
I heard you before when I was driving into work. What sort of context is this? What's happened?
Well, say Caitlin was in front of you, would you kiss her Adam's apple?
What?
See?
Wasn't quite how the story went, Sam.
No, not really. Caitlin is now playing professional golf, right?
Pro-Am.
Well, whatever. Same thing. Would you be offended if Caitlin started playing really, really well on the women's tour?
No. Should she play off the women's tees or the men's tee?
Well, this is the whole point. Question? Yeah, this is the question, yeah. She's got to play off the women's tees, isn't she?
Well, she's a woman, isn't she?
Well, she's a woman because she's got no diddle and knackers, but at the same time, you know, as she does, she still have the physical strength of a man.
It shocks me that you've picked up on this topic. It really does.
I couldn't agree more.
All right, Graham, I'm just saying. I mean, this is the kind of thing.
I'm pleased you didn't ask me that question.
Well, okay, I'm gonna ask you the question, Graham, because I asked Hayden the question too. Physically, would you be attracted?
No comment.